When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, check me out on Drive today at 4 p.m. alongside Gabby Agbonlahor. Yeah, Bentley's doing the co-coms for TalkSport when Arsenal gets smashed against Porto. Anyway, we begin today's podcasty thing with, of course, the fallout from Mopo's Chelsea beating Newcastle. The match, of course, was live on TalkSport. Cue commentator Sam Matterface.
And that is going to be that, and Chelsea have got their victory. Well, it may not remove the pressure completely from Poch, but it will do his claims the power of good. Chelsea don't move in the table, despite the fact that they've secured a victory inspired by Cole Palmer, clinched by Mykhailo Mudryk with a lovely bit of balletic footwork to get their third goal on the night. There was a late scare from Newcastle United after Jacob Murphy's thunderball, but they close the gap to Newcastle to a point and know that should they win their game in hand, they can go up to eighth in the Premier League. That might not be a measure by which Chelsea of old would deem success, but this is Chelsea of a very different vintage. Newcastle's away form is going to cost them. Their eggs will now be all in the FA Cup basket come Saturday tea time. A quarter-final with one of the best teams in Europe on the road. Join us for that one. It's going to be epic. Chelsea 3, Newcastle United 2.
TalkSport Daily.
It's just a case of when and whether Poch has got enough time. It's rare on game night, but Danny Murphy was not even the best Murphy in the building.
That's true.
Tonight. What a brilliant finish that was. But all to no avail in the end. And you were unhappy with Chelsea fans moaning when they were 3-1 up. You do know Andy Jacobs, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I'm moaning at Jackson especially, or moaning full stop, but you're 3-1 up near the end of the game. Jackson has ran his knackers off. He's scored. He's a young guy. And he just makes one bad error, tired error near the end, in terms of his control and touch. And the groans and the whines, like, come on, you miserable lot. Get behind them, for God's sake.
How important was it, Maurizio, for you to win after the difficulties you had at Brentford?
I think it's obvious that it's so important. Massive 3 points for us, playing a team that played really well. I think it's important for us. I'm so happy with the result.
And important for the fans as well, after there was a little bit of discontent at the GTEC.
But it's normal, you know, disappointed after the final. But in the last six games, I think the team is improving a lot. And yes, it was important to build, you know, and then I think it was help a lot to score early on the game. To provide the team to more relaxed and to play with not too much pressure, and of course the fans were there, so happy. And yes, with this type of performance and result, I think we are going to build a very good relationship between the fans and the team.
Eddie, a disappointing result, but maybe towards the end you felt like you were creeping back into it after Jacob Murphy's stunner.
Yeah, I thought we were in the game all the way through it tonight. It was a really strange game to analyse for me stood here, because I thought we were good in lots of aspects of our play tonight. Competitive, I thought we were front foot. But then you analyse the goals we conceded, and they're nowhere near good enough from our perspective defensively. You can't concede goals like that, whether you're home or away against any opposition, and expect to win the game. And ultimately, I think that's what's cost us tonight.
Well, let's speak to some Newcastle fans. Let's go to Sean. He's phoned us up.
Sean, right, Sean, how are you, mate?
I'm good, yeah. No, I think it's taken me there for Eddie to go.
Oh, really? You want him out?
Oh, definitely. Honestly, don't get us wrong. I think he's done brilliant. But I think he's run out of ideas, to be fair. I think it's just time for him to go.
Yeah, look, watching the game tonight, I kind of agree with you, Sean. You hit the nail on the head with run out of ideas. I was watching Newcastle tonight and I'm thinking, you look like you've run out of ideas. It's exactly what it does look like. And I don't know if he's the guy to take you to that next level. You've got a good side there with some good players, but just think you're off it.
Do you know what? When I seen this first 11 like tonight, I thought, do you know what it is? We're going to batter Chelsea.
Mm.
That's what I thought. I thought our 11 was better than their 11, even though they spent like £1 billion on the team. I don't know what it is, but it's nothing. It's not there anymore.
Yeah, they don't seem like there's a spike in your team. Like there's, it looks more reactional. All your performances, that's like a reaction. Something has to happen before you get your game up, if you understand what I'm saying. So you don't lead the game. You don't lead the game and take it to the other team, especially Chelsea. Chelsea right now, they're not in great
form. They're not great.
Like they've drawn their last two games. So I'm thinking, go on, Newcastle, do something and show me something. And they didn't.
It looked like two poor teams out there, and I thought.
I thought you were poor, to be honest. I really did. Yeah, I know Murphy scores a good goal at the end to kind of make it look respectable, but really and truthfully, over the game, I was like, Newcastle offering nothing, really. Nothing.
Even last week against Wolves, we were poor. Yeah, I know we won like 3-1 or whatever it was, but we haven't been right for a long time.
Mm.
It's a shame because, like I say, I like Eddie Howe. I think he's done a brilliant job, but I think it's like time we get someone who knows how to win games.
Mm. All right. Well, Sean, I appreciate your call. I want to hear from Newcastle fans. Got a few of them phoning up saying they're not happy with Eddie Howe, and it is getting to that point where you need to start having that conversation.
TalkSport Daily.
Liverpool and Man City couldn't be separated during Sunday's draw, and barely anything now separates the top three with 10 games to go in the Premier League. Graham Souness believes the league title is truly up for grabs.
I think it's impossible to say. I think the three of them, right now as we speak, have an equal chance of winning it. If not, all of them will slip up somewhere. And that is the beauty of our league. Our league is so competitive. Are you ever really surprised if a big team loses to a small team today? I mean, yeah, it's a bit of an upset, but it's not a major surprise. And that is the nature of our football. And that's why our league is by far the best league out there.
Anthony Joshua knocked out Francis Ngannou with devastating force in the second round of their crossover fight in Riyadh. It was a result Simon Jordan was pleased to see.
If these heavyweights are what they think they are, then they cannot possibly get into a situation where they're losing to MMA fighters. So Anthony Joshua, it was a Hail Mary out there for heavyweight boxing by Anthony Joshua doing what he did. Because ultimately, we had to listen to this ridiculous narrative being built up around MMA fighters crossing over into boxing and the skill sets being comparable and how resolute and how rigid he was and how strong he was. He got what Tyson Fury should have done to him. These are elite heavyweight boxers. This is what they should be able to do to MMA fighters. And Anthony Joshua re-establishing the credibility back of boxing, because whilst everyone can sit there and go, how wonderful it is for the Saudis to be spraying cash around and making fights happen, I don't think this was a good look for heavyweight boxing. I don't think it was great. I think it was great for Francis Ngannou. Great to get attention for PFL, which is who Dan represents, with a PFL fighter in Francis Ngannou. But that was what should have happened in the first fight with Tyson Fury and didn't.
Now, Thomas Frank believes Arsenal match winner Kai Havertz should have been sent off for diving before scoring the winning goal against his Brentford side. This refueled the debate for sin bins from Graham Souness, which, of course, is a bonkers idea.
Managers today will encourage players to go down in the box. And if you go down, pretend you're injured. I'm from a different time. That's not something I ever did, and that's something I ever encouraged players to do. You know, if your chance go down, hold you, then pretend you're far more injured than you actually are. Go down the box, we'll get a penalty. So the managers today, to a man, will encourage that. I think there's two ways it should be used. That's one, and I come back to it. I think within 2 weekends of the Premier League, or any league, you would eradicate it. Another thing that the blue card should be used for, and it's not subjective, you abuse a referee. You abuse a referee.
Off you go.
Go and sit over there for 10 minutes.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, the 2024 Cheltenham Festival gets underway today, and TalkSport brings you all the exciting action across our network. You can listen to all the shows via the TalkSport app or by asking your smart speaker to play TalkSport or TalkSport 2. Cue Rupert Bell getting very, 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 very excited, I'm guessing.
About Gallopin Deschamps, it's all about Paul Tannen and that fabulous ride. It was magic.
And here comes Jerry Kellogg flying at the finish. Could it be heartbreak for the Real Wacker? Will the line come in time? It's going to be close. I think the Real Wacker has just done it.
Just a marvellous, marvellous moment.
I've got the Zeiss binoculars. I've got the tweed jacket. Come on!
Here he goes! He promised so much, and he's delivering in spades!
How are you going, you balloon? Of course I'm here!
Urging Honeysuckle for one last lunge to the line, and it's going to be one last victory for the magnificent mare!
Yee-haw! Oh, my days!
TalkSport Daily.
Now, the latest episode of the Men's Room podcast with Tom Skinner and Neil Razor-Ruddock is out now on the TalkSport YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts from. West Ham cult hero Matty Etherington joined the boys this week and told us who he could never get the better of during his playing days.
Matty, who was the toughest player you ever come up against?
There's two for me. The first one would be Kyle Walker. Usually when I knocked it past someone and I had a yard on them, they weren't getting back at me.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've knocked it past him. And again, had a yard or two on him. Before I knew it, he was back in front of me. And I thought, oh my God, who is this? So no one had ever done that to me. Like, the quickest thing I've ever seen. And then that puts doubt in your mind then as a winger. Do you know what I mean? And the second one would be Gary Neville.
Gary Neville,
He knew what you were going to do before you did it. Yeah. Like tactically, he was really, really aware, like positionally and all that.
To be, because obviously, he didn't have to, as a fullback, if you ain't got the pace, you've got
exactly
to know.
Exactly that.
But he
read the game brilliantly.
Yeah.
And that relationship we had with Beckham on that right hand side, they were tough to play against.
TalkSport Daily.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with a bit of breakfast and Alan Brazil claiming Alan McCoy's would fight a crocodile to go into the jungle and appear on I'm a Celebrity.
I think McCoy's may do, you know.
What?
Every chance.
Yeah, I think he may do.
Yeah. He'd be good in there, Ali.
He's
on everything, Ali.
He just loves a pound note at the moment.
Oh,
he'll be fighting crocodiles for $500,000. He loves it.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show at 4 p.m. alongside Gabrielle Agbonlahor. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Don't forget to hit the like button and subscribe button, all the other buttons in front of you. Thanks for listening. Have a lovely day and be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.